What is the best secret in Ireland?
Two secrets. One, we don't actually fight. That's just a horrible stereotype. Two, I don't think we drink as bad as people actually think we do. So
that's a good answer. Well, this is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with Agrinovis Indiana. Thank you for joining us on this episode. I'm Gary Dick with Inside Indiana Business, and this week, excited to welcome Rian McDonald. He's the founder of Flow Waste. What brought you to Indiana?
So yeah, originally from Ireland. I grew up there my whole life, did my undergrad there. I was doing a master's in mechanical engineering there in Trinity College Dublin. And just got involved in a project on food waste through that master's. Spent 9 months sort of just learning about how terrible a problem it was. Had no idea. Kind of got interested in starting my own startup vaguely, and then happened to hear about the Esteem program at Notre Dame. Second master's, you can never have too many pieces of paper in entrepreneurship. Four people have previously done those types of degrees at undergrad. So I figured I'd apply. They have scholarships through the Nocton Foundation, Glenn Dimplex, if you the company, and that's sort of what met the team. Then got was lucky enough to get in and spent 11 months at Notre Dame, and then took the business full time, and here we are.
You arrived in South Bend, 11 months at Notre Dame, and you've launched a company. It's called Flow Waste.
Flow Waste is a food analytics company. So we basically put little cameras into the kitchens of quick service, fast food, cafeterias. We put them above the trash area, and we basically learn exactly what's going in the trash using machine learning and computer vision. And then we give key insights to reduce that waste and reduce the costs associated.
Leveraging technology to make that happen.
Some real cutting edge technology here to really get across the finish line.
Well, talk about when you launched the company, in the process of getting to where you are today.
Yeah, it's been difficult, particularly in current times. It's obviously been these sorts of black swan events, I've heard people call them. They can kill a lot of companies, but they can also create a lot of innovation, a lot of endurance. And lucky enough to meet my co-founder in the midst of COVID. I actually hadn't met her for the first 9 months, met virtually the whole time, and for real a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, it's just, you know, keep nose to the grindstone, keep working away, and hope eventually something starts working out.
When did you actually launch the company?
When working part-time, like while in university, since September, October 2018, but really went full-time in May of 2020 when I graduated from Notre Dame.
We received some funding. Talk about the traction that Flow Waste is beginning to get.
First of all, on the funding side, we're hugely grateful to everyone in the Indiana ecosystem in particular. And Agrinovis have been great for us. G-Beta and the Generator programs have been great for us. And then, you know, we've brought in Elevate, we've brought in some angels, the Flywheel Fund, all of these crew have been really influential. They've really allowed us to get to this position where we're getting ready to do our pilots. We've got pilots lined up with, you know, the likes of Wendy's, the likes of McDonald's, Facebook. We're trying to work on one with the U.S. Air Force and their cafeterias. It's a busy time.
That's exciting. Some great potential partnerships there. Talk about growing a company. As you mentioned earlier, it's obviously very challenging to start a company anytime, but especially in the age of the pandemic. As you're doing it here in Indiana, any thoughts you have of, you know, there's been so much talk about innovation and entrepreneurship and supporting entrepreneurs in Indiana. What is your sense? You're growing a business here, starting a business here. How would you describe the landscape in Indiana for starting a business like yours?
I mean, first of all, Indiana's a great spot for us to be. We love being in the Midwest, given all these ag connections, you know, this huge network of expertise. But also, I mean, with the whole world as it is gone virtual, it's honestly so easy to, for an hour, be in San Francisco and have a chat with the likes of Plug and Play Ventures. You turn around and you're back in Indiana after that. It's the best of both worlds at this point, being in a place like Indiana. You have those resources and you can tap into metropolitan areas.
You're an early stage business, and as such, what support do you need most? Financing, mentoring, business connections? You will probably say all of the above, I imagine, but what's the greatest need in your view for an early stage business like yours?
For someone like us, we don't come from any generational wealth or anything. It's been getting that, both the connections in the business and the financing, both those connections. It's really just building a network. Having Notre Dame on board and having Generator on board have been huge for building our network. They just have so many influential people that are willing to have a chat. And yeah, going forward, I mean, we really love any connections in the food service, fast food, quick service, the supply chain, any of these connections, even food processing industries. We have a pilot right now coming up with a beef processing plant as well. We're happy to have all those conversations.
We're beginning to see more and more early stage and emerging ag bioscience startups in Indiana. You mentioned a moment ago some of the positives about starting a business, growing a business here. Can you identify a need or are there things that you would like to see more of in Indiana to help you advance your business or other startups?
One, I'd call it a drawback, I suppose. Indy is really growing gangbusters in terms of tech and all that. But it's still a case where if you can know all the angels in Indiana fairly easily. So I think there's an element of trying to keep attracting people from Illinois, from California, both the nearby ones and the big players. Because I think Indiana's, you know, the crossroads of America is in a great situation to start pulling some of those resources from its neighbors.
You were in G Beta's Fall 2020 Ag Bioscience Cohort. Tell us a little bit about that program and the impact it had on you and Flow Waste.
Honestly, going into it, didn't know what to expect. What do these cohorts look like when everything's virtual? I was back in Ireland living with my parents because of COVID. So it involved a lot of 10 p.m. meetings and such, but that was okay for me. It was really, really incredibly beneficial in just meeting potential mentors, you know, people in all agri and food tech. We met two or three of our investors through it eventually, a lot of relationships.
What's next for Flow Waste? Being an entrepreneur and an innovator is exhilarating, challenging. A lot of different emotions are part of that. As you look at what's next for Flow Waste, take us through where you see maybe the next 6, 12 months and beyond.
We're really hoping to get some pilots out the door in March, April, May time. Hopefully, we're aiming for sort of 3 pilots before June. That'll sort of give us the ability to start scaling with multi-location pilots then in sort of July, August time. We're trying to line those ones up now to have them ready. And we want to raise some more money. We want to get ready to, you know, really start getting ready to scale with a technical product that's built out. Obviously, a lot of hurdles to get over between now and then. We need to really dig deep. We're hoping to get the wheels going and get this over and get these pilots out first.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Rianne McDonald is the founder of Flow Waste, a very innovative and interesting company leveraging technology, a great example of an ag bioscience startup here in the state of Indiana. Rianne, thank you very much for joining us and good luck with Flow Waste.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. And you can find lots more episodes and the latest on innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's ag bioscience space. Just visit the news page at agrinovusindiana.com. Thanks for listening this week. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.